ang Western Union ay kumikita rin sa palitan ng pera.
Due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan, narito na naman po kami at muli ninyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay ikadalawang linggo pangalawa ba o pangatlo na ng Mayo, May 19 po ngayon. At maraming nagbe-birthday, nagse-celebrate ng birthday, may anniversary at kung ano-ano pang mga masasayang pangyayari sa mga buhay-buhay ng mga Pinoy. Samahan niyo po kami ngayong hapon at hopefully makapagbigay kami sa inyo ng pampainit dahil medyo malamig, mahangin o umaambon, but parte ng winter yan. Ang akin pong kasama ngayong hapon, walang iba kung hindi ang ating dalaginding from the North Shore, walang iba kung hindi si Shine. Shine on.
Hello, magandang hapon po. Good to be here.
And pareho po si Kuya Cesar at si Ate Jo ay may pinagkakaabalahan, so hindi po sila makakarating ngayon. And si Manang Trini, hopefully maya-maya po nandiyan na rin yan. Ayan, ang programa pong ito ng Samut Sari ay inihahatig sa atin palagi ng Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, Western Union Money Transfer, Wheels on West, at ISM New Zealand Limited. Bago po tayo magpalaot sa ating programa, ipinapaalaala lang po na malapit na ang ating Independence Day, kaya at tayo pong mga Pilipino dito sa Auckland, katulad din ng mga ibang Pilipino sa iba't ibang parte ng New Zealand at iba't ibang parte ng Pilipinas, Australia, or wherever pa na may Pinoy, naghahanda para sa ating Independence Day celebration. Ang atin po dito sa North, sa Auckland ay gaganapin po sa June 15. Yan po ay Wednesday, Saturday, kasi ang June 12 ay tumapat na Wednesday, which is work day. Siyempre lahat tayo may pasok and medyo mahirap mag-celebrate niyan. Kaya gagawin po nating Saturday sa umaga po, 9:30, mayroong rest laying sa Rizal Reserve. Yan po yung kaisa-isang reserve na nakapangalan sa ating national hero, si Gat Jose Rizal. At yan po ay nandoon sa Wingate Subdivision, Wingate Street of Great North Road, Avondale. Marami na pong nakakaalam kung saan yan. Pero yung pong hindi pa nakakaalam at hindi pa nakakarating doon, kung magagawa niyo po ng paraan, sana makipag-join kayo sa amin sa June 15 at para makita ninyo ang ating reserve. Nakaka-proud po kasi dito sa New Zealand tayo lang ang ethnic group na meron yan. Parang maliit na luneta po yan na... siyempre ang luneta natin malaking malaki, ito maliit lang, medyo mahaba po, 8 kilometers in length, but bali parang isang bakuran lamang na natatayuan ng bahay ang laki ng reserve, dahil siyempre po kahit na malaki ang lupain dito sa New Zealand ay hindi naman yan, hindi naman natin natural gobyerno, so ang nakuha natin tama lamang na pagtayuan ng tolda, at kung umuulan, ang mga Pinoy nandoon hindi mababasa. Hopefully po, magawa natin ang paraan na makahingi tayo ng permiso na magpatayo ng sarili nating tolda, na permanente sana, dahil mapapakinabangan din naman yan ng mga, di lang ng mga Pilipino, kundi ganun din ng iba pang mga kababayan nating New Zealander o iba't ibang ethnic groups, and yan po, hopefully magawa natin sa hindi na kalayo ang panahon. Ayan, bibigyan po namin kayo ng isang awitin mula sa
Tita Virgie. The people can buy tickets for the Independence Day.
Yes.
Celebration up till when?
Anytime. Okay, meron na tayong... O nga pala, nakalimutan kong sabihin yun na meron tayong tickets dun sa Independence Day na yun. Gagawin po sa yung celebration sa hapon, 6 o'clock doon sa Teata 2 Community Center. Yun po yung Kotoku Heron Hall sa Teata 2 Road po yan, Teata 2 Peninsula. Yun pong library yan actually. Kung galing po kayo ng Auckland City, ang Teata 2 Peninsula ay to the right ang exit instead na to the left kung Teata 2 South ang pupuntahan nyo. And meron pong parking sa likod. Doon yun sa likod ng library, marami pong parking, and meron pong magtitinda ng Filipino food at meron ding lechon. $10 lamang po ang ticket bawat isa, at pagkatapos po ng search for Gintong Tinig, bali parang tawag ng tanghalan singing contest, siyempre po magsasayawan tayo. Kaya let us invite you to join us. $10 lamang po yan, at ang funds po niyan ay gagamitin natin in preparation for the Labor Weekend sa next year, 2020, na dito po gaganapin sa Auckland. Magkita-kita po tayo, Sabado po yan, mula sa 6 o'clock hanggang 12 o'clock or so ng gabi. Ay, kasi pa ang mga Pinoy pag nagsayawan, walang tigil. Ayan.
I'm definitely going to be there.
That's great. That's yeah, great.
3 tickets mm-hmm. already sold.
Great.
Or they will be soon.
Yeah.
Tita Virgie, yesterday I saw a Filipino comedy show, or a comedy show by a Filipino New Zealand comedian.
Uh-huh.
It was really good. It was like a different type of comedy than we're used to, especially because he was a Filipino who grew up here in New Zealand.
I see.
His name's James Roque. He had a whole show here.
I know
for
him.
Comedy Month.
Great.
Yeah. And then there's apparently like another play that you might know about, Binay, that's going to be showing in August. I'm not too sure what the details are about that just yet, but I'm definitely interested in going.
When would be the show?
I'm not too sure what the exact dates are, but it's...
It will be here in Auckland.
Apa.
I cannot find a good music here. It's not responding. We will see. Ayan.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Tagaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay! Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. More fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft, you should take your shoes off. You can walk along the beach, sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine, our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight, move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city if you want the nightlife.
Go enjoy the town and go party all night.
Places to go, things to see.
Taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome. You are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's a beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise, yeah. See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. More fun in the Philippines.
Ayan, yan po ang It's More Fun in the Philippines by Up the App. Pinoy po yan, based in America.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Used to be part of the Black Eyed Peas, Up the App?
Or? I think so, yeah. So we are now going to have some specials brought to us by our sponsor, Planet Earth Travel Limited.
So we have two specials today, Singapore Airlines Balikbayan Philippines, their special fare from NZD 999 return to Manila, Galibo or Clark. Accompanied children from 2 to 11 years old are only 75% of the adult fare plus taxes. Departing from Auckland, Christchurch or Wellington via Melbourne. Departures from low season, 16 January to 2019 to 30th September 2019. Sale ends 27th of June 2019. Return economy class ticket valid for 6 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, New Zealand and Manila airport taxes, booking and ticket fees, Calibo and Clark airport taxes to be collected at departure airport. All-inclusive 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry, meals and entertainment. Stopovers, unlimited stopovers permitted in Singapore in each direction. Terms and conditions apply. Seats are strictly available, subject to availability. And the second special is Cathay Pacific, Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao return from NZD 949. Fly from Auckland or Christchurch seasonally to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao. Sales end 6th of December 2019 and departures are from the 1st of May to the 30th November 2019 and the 7th of January to the 31st of March 2020. Routing is from Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao and vice versa. Christchurch via Sydney and Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao, subject to availability and seasonality. Return airfare valid for 3 months. All-inclusive fuel taxes, applicable taxes, meals and entertainment, 30 kg check-in baggage and 7 kg hand carry. Stopovers are permitted in one direction only, Hong Kong taxes to be collected. For child and infant fare, accompany children from 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. Infants without a seat, those under 2 years old, are 10% of the adult fare, plus applicable taxes. And streets are strictly subject to availability. You can book now through Planet Earth Travel's online booking form or email reservations@planettravel.co.nz. or call 0800 11 11 31, that's 0800 11 11 31, during business hours from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Good. How much was the first one, the Singapore Airlines, again?
The Singapore Airlines is $999.
Mm-hmm. 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 And the other one is?
$949.
Yeah, $50 difference, but very good.
Mm.
The last one is Cathay Pacific, is it?
Apa.
And until when is the sales again?
Until
sales period ending?
30th November this year, Bob.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a long way away.
And the travel is for this year, not Christmas?
Not Christmas, Bob. No, but then there's the period starts again next year.
Great.
To
March. Ayan. Nasaan ba ang isang... Ayan. Gusto po namin i-share sa inyo, lalo na yung may mga anak na maliliit, yung mga baby nagnanapi pa. Siyempre, kailangan ninyo ang baby wipes. Eto, huwag daw ninyong itapon ang container ng baby wipes dahil there are nifty ways. Nawala siya. There are nifty ways and certain of them to reuse them. Eto. Having a baby in the house often leads to an accumulation of stuff, which are toys, diapers, bottles, clothes. At what point do you decide what to throw out versus what can still be used? One item that most parents throw in the trash pile is the empty baby wipes container. After all, once you've used all the wipes, why keep the container? It just takes up space. As many parents are discovering, baby wipes containers can be reused in a variety of ways. Need a storage unit that doesn't fill too much closet space, or want a unique, cost-effective toy box that your kids can bring in the car? Have a kid who could benefit from sensory activities but don't want to spend a small fortune? You can solve all of these problems and more by repurposing your old baby wipes containers. First, the crayon storage. If you're tired of finding crayons, markers, glue sticks, and other art supplies scattered throughout the house, try this storage idea. Baby wipes containers are the perfect size to store almost any art supplies without taking up too much space on the shelf. For added aesthetic appeal, you or your kids can decorate the containers before storing the supplies inside. Second, drawer organization. Most kids have more socks and underwear than they'll ever have time to wear, which leads to overstuffed drawers. To cut down on waste space and to prevent mismatched socks, you can put old wipes containers in your children's dresser drawers and then sort their clothes into the containers. Oh, nga naman. That's good. Third, Lego travel kit. Have you ever tried to dig a box of Legos that are out of the crevices of your car seats? It's not fun, but you also know that Legos are a surefire way to keep your kid entertained on long trips. Instead of choosing between leaving the Legos at home and spending hours on Lego rescue missions at every rest stop, try this idea for creating a Lego travel kit. This kit allows your kid to design masterpieces without losing the blocks all over the back seat. Number 4, first aid kit. Another must-have for the car is a small first aid kit packed with the essentials. Depending on your family's needs, this kit can include everything from bandages and Tylenol to specific prescriptions and an EpiPen. You can swap item out depending on the season to make sure you always have sunscreen on hand in the summer and allergy medicine in the spring. In additional perk to this kit is that it can be used as a makeshift puke bucket in a pence. It can also be used as mom's ouch kit, wherein You would include band-aids of assorted sizes, instant ice packs, neosporin, goose or tape bandages, ibuprofen or Tylenol, flashlight, non-latex gloves, roller bandage, scissors, tweezers, thermometer. Mm-hmm. Yan.
Tiger Balm or Vicks.
Filipinos definitely yeah. will have that. Mm-hmm. Now, for the number five, pick a boo house. If your kids are at an age where they want to open and close all of the cabinets in your house, but you want to protect their fingers, this game makes a perfect substitute. It also gives you the chance to display some of your favorite pictures while giving your kids the opportunity to learn to recognize themselves and other family members by sight. Old travel wipes containers work best for this craft, and you can include as many as you want, depending on how large you want to make your hoard, your board. Another one is as an alphabet monster. Are your kids ready to learn the alphabet but don't want to sit in one place and watch you shuffle through ABC flashcards? This alphabet monster is the perfect way to teach kids to recognize their letters while also giving them something to do with their hands. Let your kids help you design their monsters to add to the fun. Number 7, unplugged laptops. In today's world, most kids are better versed in the use of iPhones and computers than their parents are. But there's a way to engage your children with their own version of technology that doesn't involve any screen time. This tutorial shows how to use a travel wipes container to create a laptop for your kids that can feature everything from family pictures to simple reading worksheets. Naka-video po yan, hindi namin ma-share. And number 7, day ginger germinal serum. Day hair growth formula increases thickness of hair, good for hair loss and to help naputol siya. Hindi na natin isali yan. Masyadong masalimuot. Ayan, meron po kayong mga tip, lalo na yung mga anak ay bata-bata pa, kung paano gamitin ang inyong old baby wipe containers. Ito po, titingnan naman natin ang ating local news hatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. Auckland's Cockle Bay beats being wiped off of its cockles by hunters, residents say. Alam mo ba yung cockles, Shine?
Apo.
Oh, yung kinakain yan?
Apo.
Oo, na shell.
Mm-hmm.
Nakatry ka na yan, New Zealand cockles.
Yeah.
Residents in the East Auckland suburb of Cockle Bay say people are wiping the beach of its cockles and warn of long-term damage to the beach if habits aren't curbed. Low tide at Cockle Bay means high numbers of people digging, scooping, and hunting for cockles. And with no shortage of signage, the limit of 50 is well known. But residents are concerned too many people are flocking to the beach, sometimes hundreds per day. There's a big concern in the area that one day we just won't be able to get cockles there at all, says local Brian Robertson. For the past 6 months, people have been allowed to take cockles from the beach, but the season is now open. So for the past couple of weekends, families have been down on the beach digging for that prized shellfish. They're nice, but give it another 3 or 4 weeks, you won't get those. They'll be gone, says local Jim Holt. The Ministry for Primary Industry says its last survey in 2016 revealed the seabeds in Cockle Bay were in a healthy condition. but locals don't want to wait until the next survey before tougher action is taken. Ayan, tama nga naman. So, doon po sa mga kakulbay sa ano yan, sa malapit ata ito sa east, ito parang malapit na itong papunta sa Maraytay yata. Kung minsan kasi naman, with no offense dun sa mga kababayan natin, nagiging too enthusiastic and too excited, sobra na sa 50, sige pa ng ani. Ayan, tama na po yung 50. Kasi kahit na family of 5 kayo, eh di tig sa 10 pa kayo. Isang kain lang, tama na yun. Para hindi naman ma-deplete o maubusan ang kumbaga sa ano, yung ang mga baby cockles. Kasi pag inani na natin at naubos na yung malalaki, sigurado uumpisa ng anihin yung mga bata pa. Oo, baby cockles. Oo, ay hindi rin ninyo pakikinabangan masyado yun. Baka anong swerte pagdating sa bahay at kakauntian laman, itapon nyo lang din. So, wag na po ninyo gawin yun. Iwanan na lang ninyo ang cockles para palakihin pa at balikan na lang ninyo another day. That's right. Ayan. Maghahanap po tayo ng isang maliit na isang magandang musika. At yan ay atin namin sa inyong lahat.
Like an island all alone in this ocean that is so cold. Oh, like a king without a throne. But somehow I found the strength to go on. 'Cause I believe in me, that miracles do happen. And I believe in dreams, if only you imagine. And will things to happen, and trust things to go on. 'Cause I'm the only one that believes in me.
Ayan.
Okay, that was Darren Espanta with the song I Believe in Me.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed. And now we turn to Philippine news. In Philippine news, Namfrel Comelec should be held responsible for poll problems. The National Citizens Movement for Free Elections, NAMFREL, sought accountability from the Commission on Elections after technical difficulties marred the midterm polls. NAMFREL National Council member Lito Averia said issues such as malfunctioning machines, defective SD cards, and bleeding markers were preventable. Averia also cited the unpreparedness of some electoral boards and technical support, as well as the rampant vote-buying activities. Despite the training program, there are still some... There were still some who are not able to respond adequately. The other problem was the bleed-through. Low-quality marking pins may have caused machine malfunctions, he said. With regards to the procurement of supplies, they went for the lowest bid. It is the fourth time automated elections were used. Comelec should be held responsible for the problems. NAMFREL, meanwhile, said election-related violence and intimidation went down as reported by the police. However, NAMFREL National Chairperson Augusto Lagman maintained his stance on reverting to manual counting. I have always said the vote counting should not be automated because we lose transparency. There are many countries that switched back to manual counting, he said. It doesn't mean going back to the old manual, huh? Sa polling center yan. All will be automated, it's only the vote counting. After all, it will only take a day. Why do we need to spend millions? It doesn't make sense. Lagman said he has informed the Comelec of his recommendation, but has just got a generic response saying that it was duly noted. On possible partnering with the Comelec in the next elections, Lagman said it does not matter as long as they can function with no problems. And in other Philippine news, Pinoy's block people over politics, a social media study discovers. Filipinos are among those who are most comfortable talking about politics, although a recent survey showed that 4 in every 10 social media users in the Philippines have blocked someone because of their political views. A study on mobile technology and its social impact conducted by United States-based Pew Research Center ranked the Philippines on top of 11 emerging economies when it comes to the number of users who blocked someone because of politics. The result of the survey released last week revealed that 42% of the Filipino respondents said they have blocked someone because of their political views. 57% said they have not. This is 8 points higher than the average among those countries included in the study. Following the Philippines is Kenya with 39%, Lebanon with 37%, Vietnam at 36%, Jordan at 35%, South Africa at 34%, Venezuela at 25%, Colombia at 24%, Tunisia at 21%, India at 18%, and Mexico with 17%. The same study showed the Philippines topped the 11 countries in terms of discussing politics, whether on social media or face-to-face. 81% of Filipinos said they feel comfortable talking about politics face-to-face, while 72% said they are comfortable when using mobile phones. But although majorities of adults in most of the countries surveyed say they feel comfortable discussing politics in face-to-face settings, people are often less likely to feel comfortable talking about these issues on their mobile phones, read the paper. And that's
uh-huh.
All we have in Philippine news. Because...
Yes. Meron po kaming isi-share sa inyo. Ito naman ay isang magandang awitin. Galing ito sa Noel Cabangon Camp. Ito si, anong pangalan ng batang ito? Gising Kabataan ang kanyang awitin. Ito po isi-share namin sa inyo.
Thank you.
Ang galing. Yan po si Tweety Salas. Gising kabataan or wake up youth. Did it appeal to you?
Yeah, she's very talented.
Galing. She's very talented. Bata pa sa siguro mga... bata pa siguro mga 16 or so. Ano?
Okay, wow.
Yan. Gising mga kabataan. Tama nga naman. Ayan. Magbe-birthday po tayo. Ayan, binabati po namin ang mga nagbe-birthday ngayong araw na ito, especially si Armin Bueno sa Christchurch na po nakatira si Armin together with his wife, Salote Bueno, at limang anak. Congratulations the two of you, Armin and Salote, and happy birthday to your oldest boy, Joseph Bueno.
One person to greet happy birthday this week, that is my friend and the director of Amnesty on campus at Auckland Uni. That's Kiara Offren, who turned 21 on Friday.
Wow, happy birthday, Kiara. Kiara used to be our Bulilit reporter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I invited her to pop in from time to time.
Oh, awesome.
That's great. Yeah, good on you, Ki. Yeah. And now we are going to have the women's affairs at iba pa hatid sa atin syempre ng ating si Shine, our one and only Shine.
Okay, this week's story is quite an interesting one actually. On Monday, the New Zealand Herald published an article online about two Filipino women, a mother and a daughter, who live in the US. In 2015, Rosalyn Devesa, 42 years old at the time, was terminally ill and suffering from kidney disease. This affected her whole body, and she was suffering from symptoms like constant exhaustion, vertigo, and regular vomiting. And she also needed to be tethered to a dialysis machine when sleeping. Devesa was in dire need of a kidney transplant, which would save her life. Unfortunately, at the time, there weren't enough kidney donors in the U.S., and everyone in Devesa's family had the same risk for the same kidney disease, and therefore could not be left with only one functioning kidney. So another solution needed to be found. This is where Rosalyn Devesa's daughter, then 19 years old, comes into the story. Aliana Devesa, a student at the time, stumbled upon some research that would save her mother's life. She had found the writings of John Dickerson, who was completing a doctorate at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. His idea was simple but creative. In theory, a person could donate a healthy organ in exchange for another healthy organ to replace the malfunctioning one. She then sent an email to surgeon John Roberts at the University of California at San Francisco, saying, "Like a paired kidney exchange, would it be possible to donate part of my liver to a recipient in need of it? In exchange, my mom would be the recipient of the other donor's kidney." This hadn't been suggested as anything more than a theory before, and Roberts, the eventual surgeon for this exchange, was quoted as saying, "When I read that, I was excited because it was brilliant." The university found a match for the donation 18 months later, and in 2017, the surgery went ahead between Aliana, Rosalyn, and a pair of sisters who were in a similar situation. The surgery saved Rosalyn Devesa's life, and her condition has improved greatly since then. And that's thanks to the motivation of a daughter who wanted to help save her mother's life, and the cleverness of Filipino women all around the world. And it's a testament to the true Filipino value of family and the dedication we show for our loved ones.
Fantastic. That's a great Filipino gesture.
The full article is online, but it's actually more, there's a lot more medical details that I've left out for time's sake, but it's a really good read.
Fantastic. Yes. I just remembered my brother. He is the ninth of, we are 10 in the family, and he is the ninth. He just had surgery on his right kidney. The left kidney, we saved on that instead of operation. They did what was called shockwave treatment.
Oh, wow.
Where they tried to pulverize the stones inside the kidney.
Oh.
That's done in Bicol, in Naga.
Oh, wow.
And that, because we have no medical assistance in the Philippines, meron maliit lang yung kung meron kang PhilHealth, pero maliit lang yun. And meron ding kaunting tulong galing sa Philippines Charity Sweepstakes Office, pero maliit lang din yun. So, us, the family from overseas, me, my sister, Lina, who lives here, and my brother in Qatar, Greg Napao, and my three children in Australia, plus a few help as well from our other brothers and sisters back home. We spent for it. The first one was 80,000, which is not much. Mm. That's the shockwave and that. But the second one is almost 160.
Wow.
Because the second kidney, one of the biggest stone, is already covering the opening. So it has to be operated on. Mm-hmm. And apparently when that happens, after the operation, the patient is leaking too much water.
Right.
So he is always wet in bed. So and after that, obviously, they have to change him. Mm-hmm. And it's cumbersome because you have got the wound there.
Oh, sure.
And the other kidney was also beaten up with a shockwave. We are very lucky here in New Zealand that we have got a very good health service. I think that America is the same, or if not, they are obliged to do their own insurance from work as well.
Some employers, I think, but it's a major complicated, I think. So,
The same as in Australia, all workers have got their own health insurance. So if something happens to them, they have got something to fall back on. Sa Pilipinas, wala tayo niyan. Kaya kung hindi maganda ang family network at tulungan, bayanihan ng pamilya, mahirap. So we are very happy and very thankful to the good old Lord up there that he was delivered and he's now recuperating. Good on you, Sandy. Ayan. Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagniig sa inyo, kaya't kami po'y muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari. Siyempre pa sa ating mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, Massey New Zealand Home Loans, ISM New Zealand Limited, and Western Union Money Transfer, at iba pang sponsors. Siyempre pa po, sa ating mga kasama dito sa radyo na medyo nagpapahinga ang iba, ang iba naman may pinagkakaabalahan ngayong hapong ito, kaya't dalawa lang po kami ni Shine na nandito. Si Shine, doing very well. She is a new volunteer, but she is proving to be worth our while, really. Thank you, Shine.
Nice to be here. Maraming salamat. And stay warm and safe out there. The weather won't be... hopefully the weather is kind to us in this coming week.
Oh, and siyempre pa, we would like to greet our friend Romy Odanga. He is 29 today. Happy birthday, Romy. Forever 29.
Kikita na iba't ibang ka.